pet limits in Salt Lake City may soon go to the dogs. Cages at the Humane Society are full, and spokesman Carl Arkey says anything that can be done to help alleviate the problem needs to be done.
We would love to see as many people take animals home as possible, as long as they're going to treat the animals responsibly and take care of them and give them a good, loving home and do all the things that a responsible pet owner is supposed to do.
Salt Lake City Councilman Soren Simonson agrees, which is why he is in full support of an ordinance the city may adopt that would allow residents to have more pets in their homes, but require cats to be licensed or else be fined by the city.
The registration is really an attempt to get cats back to their owners or their homes. There are an unusually large number of cats that are euthanized each year because people don't adopt them, or they may have come previously from a home where they ran away or got out and never made it back home.
Salt Lake City would not be the first place to take on a movement like this. Salt Lake County implemented similar changes a few months ago and has reported more cats going home. Something other shelters hope can happen if Salt Lake City chooses to enact something similar. Again, Humane Society's Carl Arkey.
There's a lot of people who want to take more animals home, want to get them out of shelters, if not adopt them, at least foster the animals. And due to the restrictions, they either have to not bring the animal into their home or they have to do it under the cloak of darkness. And do what they think is right, even though that they know that they're not observing the letter of the law.
The council will hold a public hearing on the issue later this year. If passed, the new rules will go into effect before the end of the year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.